Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Thousands of veterans in Missouri have been warned that they could be infected with HIV and or hepatitis. A veterans clinic there in St. Louis reported they used unclean dental equipment. The Department of Veteran Affairs has mailed letters to some 1,812 patients who are treated at the clinic, warning them that they could be infected. Joining us now is Jesse Bogan, a reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Good morning.
Good morning.
You visited this hospital and spoke with staff members there, with nurses and with patients. Is there a sense of panic there? Are people afraid?
Not that I'm seeing. I mean, I got limited access to visit with the veterans. I spoke with a handful of them. However, a nurse that's been briefing some of the vets as they came in told me that there's been a range of reactions from calm to one person who shouted out, "I take care of my grandchildren, what's going to happen to them?" But other than that, the ones I spoke to, I was surprised. In fact, they were very calm, and they've been going to the VA for years. So these veterans are primarily, they served during the Vietnam War era and before. The Iraq and Afghanistan service members they get referred to a dentist outside of the VA system. So these are veterans who have been coming to the VA for decades in some cases.
What happened? I mean, we're told that there was unclean dental equipment, that the equipment had not been properly disinfected. And I assume they also know for sure that at some point the dental equipment was used on patients who had either HIV and or hepatitis. Is that correct?
Yeah, they said that there's a low risk that there was possibly exposed to HIV and hepatitis. They've said that no one is known to have been exposed to it, but they said that there was a possibility of it. So what the VA told us yesterday was that, certain dental instruments weren't clean the way they were recommended by manufacturers, and that more specifically, that the dental staff were pre-cleaning the instruments without using the proper detergent, which they said unwittingly compromised the cleaning process.
So is this a problem at the St. Louis Hospital, or is this kind of a reflection of a more systemic issue in veterans' hospitals?
You know, I've been focusing and running around here in St. Louis. I know there have been other concerns about the VA across the U.S., but, at this particular hospital in St. Louis, they've had other issues besides this one. But one concern here is that this happened over a 13-month period. There was a routine inquiry at this dental clinic back in March. They shut it down for 2 weeks and then reopened it. You know, that was March. Here we are 3.5-4 months later, and that's when these letters started going out to people like Veronica Williams, who's 57, spends most of her life in an electric wheelchair, and had to come back down and get tested for HIV and hepatitis this week.
And is wondering now why it took them so long to let her know. Jesse Bogan is a reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.